Good morning. Once three Catholic elderly friends were discussing. Of course, they are friends, so they were discussing about many things, and one of the matters they discussed was about their own death and the funeral arrangements that they would like to make when they are dead. So during their conversation, one of them said, "What would you like the priest to speak about you when you lie in that casket in the church during the funeral service? What would you like your priest to speak about you?" And one of them said, "I want my priest to say that I was a good man, a good husband, a good father." And the second one said, "I want the priest to speak about me that I was a generous man. I was able to help so many people during my lifetime." And the two of them turned to the third one and asked, "So what about you? What would you like your priest to say about you?" And he replied, "I want my priest to look at me lying in the casket and say, 'Look, he is moving.'" Well, we all like to move, right? Nobody wants to die. But unless we die, we can't go to heaven, where our invitation is awaiting the eternal banquet. That's our destination. Now the question is, how do we get the boarding pass and be at the gate on time to get into the eternal banquet when the time comes? Yep. Last week, from Monday to Friday, I was in retreat in Dallas, Texas. You might wonder why I went to Dallas, of all the places in the world. Huh? Hotter place than Georgia. Okay. But since our religious order priests, our headquarters is in Tyler, Texas, we had our retreat, conducted in Dallas, Texas, in the Jesuit retreat house. So on Friday, we were returning after the retreat, along with two other, my brother priests. We were waiting in line at the gate in Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, waiting to board the flight to Atlanta. And so we were in zone 3, okay? So we had to wait in line for a long time before our turn came. So one of the priests was a little impatient. "What time are we going to get in?" And then I said, "Don't worry, they won't leave without us. The flight won't take off without us because we have the boarding pass." So let us be patient. But the question is, how do we get the boarding pass? If we don't have a boarding pass and if you are not arriving on time at the gate, then the flight will go. You will miss the flight. Yes, today in the gospel, Jesus speaks about invitation. And how do we respond to the invitation? There are two parables that he addressed while he was responding to an invitation himself. He was invited by one of the Pharisees to dine with him. Well, Jesus loved dinners and parties. He would always go to their houses when he was invited. The main purpose of his going was not only just have the meals, which he liked, of course, but also to teach them something higher value. He used the wedding invitation and the wedding party as an occasion to teach about the eternal banquet that is to come. And how we should be inviting, how we should respond to the invitation. The first part is in address to the invited guests. Because he observed the scribes and Pharisees as they came into the house of the Pharisee. They were coming for the first place. They all wanted to be in the front, you know. They want to take the best seat of honor. Who wouldn't like that? We all like to have the best place of honor, right? When we are invited to a party. Nobody wants to take the lowest place. But Jesus says, be careful. Take the lowest place when you are invited to a party. But there is a reversal of this teaching when it comes to the spiritual party, the Eucharist. When Jesus invites us to the church, he prefers that we all take the first pews. Okay? The front pews. Not the back one. Okay? But I know you prefer the back seat out of humility. Okay? That's fine. But Jesus would love, he would never ask us to go back to the, take the lowest place. He always likes that. In front seats. That's for spiritual banquet. But speaking of the physical banquet, when we are invited, be always at the lowest, and God will promote us. He is referring to the eternal banquet, the kingdom of God in heaven. There, those who humble themselves will be exalted, whereas those who exalt themselves here on earth will be humbled. It does not depend on our wealth or riches or popularity or knowledge or name and fame. Those things wouldn't count in the kingdom of God. What counts is how humble and simple we live our life. The greater we are, we must all the more make humble ourselves. And when we are humble, the Lord will exalt us in his kingdom. The second part of the parable is addressed to the host. Whom do you invite? Who all are in your list of invitation? Of course, the first ones come into our mind when we have a party or an occasion. We invite our family friends, right? And close friends and close neighbors. That's natural. We invite them. But Jesus says, do you have in your list the poor, the sick, the suffering, the homeless, the abandoned, the ones whom nobody to care for? Do you include them also in your list? Jesus is not against parties, I tell you. Don't misunderstand him. He loved parties, and we can see so many evidences of that in the Gospels. Of course, Jesus was invited by this particular Pharisee because he must have considered Jesus as an important person in the society. Otherwise, in the first place, he wouldn't get invited. So Jesus was an important figure in the society. But he brings home the lesson of including also those who have nobody to invite them for, who would not invite you back. Yes. I love to be invited by the neighbors and parishioners. Some of them invite me every now and then, which I enjoy going to dinner or lunch with them. Not because I can invite them back to another party, but I do, in a sense. I invite them back to the spiritual banquet. Come to the Eucharistic banquet. That's why I always go to families to talk to them about our spiritual banquet happening here in our church and invite them to that party. He is not against inviting our family and friends and having some parties. Fine. But he is warning us of the danger that lies there. All these parties can become so selfishly motivated, so much so that we can miss the point. Do we include those who cannot invite us back? The poor, the abandoned, the suffering, the sick, the blind, the homeless? Are they in our list of invitation? You know, our St. John Newman parish community is such a generous parish community. I have experienced that all the time I'm here for the past 4 years. I have seen it, how generous you are in donating and giving to charities, to different outreach ministries through which we reach out to the poor, to the suffering and the sick and the homeless who will not be able to invite us back. we are reaching out to them. They are included in our invitation. Just last week, from last Sunday to today, this morning, we hosted 3 homeless families here in our parish facility, just downstairs. 3 homeless families were staying here. And this is the second time we are doing through the Family Promise Ministry. The first one, we hosted them in our preschool over there. It may be a simple thing, but it means a lot to them. Those who have no home to sleep in. And through our St. Vincent de Paul Society in Fenchurch Newman, we reach out. Through your generous contributions, we are able to reach out to the poor and the hungry around us in our neighborhood and even beyond, and help them. Share from our blessings. And they are so much comforted and consoled by our help every week, week after week. There is so much need, I understand that. We wish we could do more through the St. Vincent de Paul Charity Organization to reach out and help more people who are in more need. But sometimes our resources are limited. We wish we get more donations to St. Vincent de Paul Society so that we can disperse that to different people who are in need of our help. Let us include them in our list of invitations always. God loves us when we are generous. Everything that we have, even if it is small or big, it's all a blessing from God. And when we share them, they multiply. God will continue to bless us. Let us be generous as our Heavenly Father is generous with us. And remember all, no one can outdo God in generosity. Amen.